Sometimes the images that that books are turned into. Do you know what I mean?
Do you think reading is a different experience to other media?
It is. It's a very intimate experience. And I think it probably only takes one good book or one good telling of a book to hook a kid who, especially their minds are and their imaginations are so open and so vivid, and you can see children hanging on to words and ideas and dreams that they're being told with enthusiasm. And I think it doesn't take much for them to get the magic of what storytelling is. And we were saying in the interview as well that storytelling is in the center of family life and the center of communities, and with the ceremony of going to a church and listening to parables and fables, and that being absolutely crucial to our own understanding of our own life experience. And I found books help to put certain things into context, that because there's a structure that also allows a safety. So you have a beginning, a middle, and end. You know it's going to end at one point. There's going to be some resolution to it, which life doesn't offer you a lot of the time.
Yeah, you can hold that thing in your hands. I mean, I guess now you can hold it in your computer, on your iPad, or on your phone, or whatever, however you want to hold it. But I must say, there is something. That's a very nice thing you said, that you know, it's making order out of the chaos. You know, it takes this story, and puts it into a context,
yeah.
But gives you a prescription,
yeah,
and it makes you feel better,
yes,
and it takes you other places. But you can also, it's so tactile, and I went through this period when I was a kid where I only read books about World War II when I was like, you know, a teenager, like 12, 13, 14 years old. Every book I read. And the beauty, the joy of having those books next to you, like the smell of the book and the feel of the book, and you could, dog ear the book to keep your place and all that. It's incredibly comforting,
mm-hmm.
really comforting.
Mm-hmm.
I think that, you know, what we have now with the internet and all that is great. It's great. So much information is out there, but there is something about just the smell of a book sometimes.
Yeah.
Sometimes you just want to read a book just because it smells good.
Have you revisited favorite books?
Yeah. The one that comes to mind, funny enough, because I know you just interviewed him, Philip Pullman's Dark Materials, and I remember reading Northern Lights, and then a few years later reading it again.